unsaved or doing the wrong, but a lot of times it's the believers. Yeah, when will you? Oh yeah, now you know better. The word of God says to flee these things and follow after righteousness, faith, love, meekness.
Hey, you know that's right.
Yes, you're listening to The Fruit of the Spirit, all the way from LaGrange, North Carolina. Apostle Bobby and Jan Kittrell and family singing here. If God said it's wrong, you can't make it right.
Trust in the Lord, you shall receive everlasting life.
You know, if God said it's wrong, you can't make it right. This is Brother Moore. Call a friend and tell them that Apostle James Moore is on the air when we'll be right back with the gospel.
It's wrong. You can toss that turn all night. You can change it, but you can never make it right. If God said it's wrong, you can write God a law like. You can change it, but you can never make it right. Trust in the Lord, you shall receive everlasting life.
Okay, we got a hot topic for you today. It's concerning our gay lifestyle and our gay community. The marriage on marriage, the men marrying the men and the women marrying the women. Call your friends, call some of your gay friends. Have them to tune in. We're gonna talk about this hot topic today. It's way past due, and we need to let people know what God have said about sin. And many of us in these last days have turned our lifestyle into an apostate state. We are in an apostasy state today. Many falling away, many disbelieving God, many are dying early, drug overdose, taking prescription drugs, committing suicide. The Bible said in the last days there'll be a great falling away. Call your friends, call your loved one, call those that don't think God is alive and well, and they are gonna be in for a great surprise. My topic is coming today from Genesis chapter 1. Let's begin at verse 26. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. We got a lot of work today, so let's get started.
And I'm speaking to our church family and to those over the listeners of the radio, KPRO. I wanna bring this point out. I wanna make it very clear. This subject matter is a broad one today, and it is one that is needed to be answered and addressed all over the world. My theme, God's DNA for mankind. And this is going to point to our gay community, because there have been rumors that God has never addressed or spoken any words in the Bible concerning the gay lifestyle. Now, I'm going to be talking about that particular subject, but I'm not going to dwell just on that, because sin is sin. So I'm going to cover all of the sin. But I want to correct an issue that is going on and is promoted by Satan. Amen? You see, God loves the sinner, but he hates the sin. And the Bible said the wages of sin is death. And that's when we see so many young people leaving here today, about age 50 and below. They're not getting the longevity, 310 lifestyle. They're not getting the extended life of 85. The Bible said when you're obedient, he extended all the way up 15 more years. And because of our sin and disobedience, many of us are not even making it. 20, 25. Young people today saying, I don't think I'm going to live to get 20. Why? Sin is rampant. And God answers to the issue of our sin. Today, he answers to it. I'm going to go back into Genesis probably over 2,000 or 3,000 years and tell you what happened in the cities of God, Sodom, and Gomorrah. Two cities that were full of disobedience and sin. The word Sodom, S-O-D-O-M, is the root word for sodomy. And to some of your children, I think the adults need to take that issue up and answer questions that is going to be coming from them concerning this. You have the responsibility, because the Word of God said, teach them. Going down and getting up, teach them the Word. So I'm going to be talking about that Word. And what is the very meaning of the word sodomite? Or the word sodomy? It is a prostitute male that practices or seek after other males for sexual activities. Get very quiet in here now. Now, this is not homosexual bashing. It's the gospel. I am commanded of God to preach the whole word. I can come in and preach to make you happy, and then I can come in and preach to make you sad. Because it is the preaching of the gospel that is going to convict us of our sin. Amen? And if anyone is in your home that you know practices, lives a gay lifestyle, when I finish this sermon, I want you to be a witness to them. Because you got to let them know you love them. And you don't want to see them in a burning hell because of their disobedient way of life and lifestyle. Because the Bible says any man being Christ is a new creation. In other words, all those old things that we were doing, they should change. I can't say Lord, Lord, and still live in my sin. Amen. The world today is living in a state of apostasy. What does that mean, Brother Mo? That is someone who have rejected and have disbelief in the Lord Jesus Christ, God Himself. They have put Him out of their life and their mind. A state of apostasy. Huh? They have rejected God out of their lives. No God in their hearts. There's a great falling away today when it comes to the churches and people living a holy and righteous lifestyle. Disobedient and ungodly in their lifestyle is going on today. Just like it was in Genesis, the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. Huh? The Bible said that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus, our Lord. But God moves on the sin state of people. He moves today on an individual that is in disobedience and rejecting Him. He moves on the family that have declared Him unworthy. Or, we don't need no God. Or, I don't want no God. He moves on a community that live in rebellion of Him. He moves on a country or city. Just like He did the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. Huh? I have heard some of the gay men say that they feel like there's a woman inside of them. Now, God ain't never made no mistakes when it comes to His creation. We just read some of the creations of man. Amen. Somebody read verse 26 again. I believe that.
Here in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. And it reads as such. And God said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowls of the air, and over the cattle, and over all of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Verse 27, so God created man in His own image. In the image of God, God created him, male and female, created He them. And verse 28 says, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish and over the seas and over the fowls of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Now, if God commanded the man and the woman to be fruitful and multiply, meaning bringing human being forth through their relationship as a man and a woman, to be fruitful and multiply this earth with human beings, there is no way a man and a man can multiply this earth with human beings. There is no way that a woman and a woman coming together can multiply this earth with human beings. God's DNA did not design the human race that way.
All right, preacher, y'all stay ready because I want you to read. Read verse number 7, chapter 2, verse 7.
In Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, here is God's DNA for the human race. And the Lord, chapter 2, verse 7, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril the breath of life. And man became a living soul. Yes. And here is the miracle of the woman that is found in chapter 2, Genesis, verse 21. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept anesthesia. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. A miracle operation. And verse 22, and the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made a woman and brought her unto Adam. Verse 23, and Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. We said that God did not leave the woman in the man. Verse 23 and verse 21 through 23 proves this fact. That man that says he feels like a woman is in him, or that woman that she says feel that she have a man in her, is trying to say God's words are not true. When we see right here that God reached in and took the rib, the woman, out of the man. Hey, praise the Lord. I hope that we have clarified something here in these scriptures. We are talking about the DNA of God to prove that when you receive his DNA, no man can alter that or change that. You might try to, but you'll never be the same when you alter your DNA. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. My friend, you got a sin problem. You got a flesh problem. And all you need is Jesus.
My friend, your DNA was given to you by God for an eternity, never to be altered or changed by no man. So in order for those that believe that they are in a gay state in their life, they have to separate themselves from God in order to even go forward or believe in themselves. I've seen them go out and start their own churches, perform their own gay marriages. When they stand and boast about how many states that they can go to get married. Like I said, I love you. Don't hate you. It's the reason I'm preaching the truth today. I'm about people's souls. Not about no money. Not about no love offering. I'm about preaching that people may be saved. Because today we are truly living in a state of rebellion against God. Huh? I am just a messenger trying to bring the good news to those that are lost. All have sinned and have fell short of the glory of God. How can they hear without the preacher? How can the preacher preach unless he been sent? God's DNA is forever. Huh? Yes, Lord. We're sharing Genesis with you because of a lot of sin that went on in Sodom and Gomorrah. Some preachers are reluctant to preach about sin. But God said he's going to hold all of us accountable for every idle word we speak. And I may add, don't speak. How can a male and a female that is in cahoots with each other multiply this earth? Somebody give me the answer. I hear God say, be fruitful and multiply. And somebody say, well, they got together unmarried and they sinning? No. God performed the first wedding in Adam in the Garden of Eden. And he said, what God have joined together, let no man turn his under. So they were in holy matrimony right off from the beginning. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 24 says, therefore, well, let me go to 23. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman. That's what Adam named her. Say Steve. He said she will be called a woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave to his wife, and they shall be one flesh. It don't mean that they are mangled in one, but two for one. Like marriage, you come together as one. And they were both naked, and the man and his wife was unashamed. Marriage is right, and the bed is undefiled before God. Anything outside of that is sin. Shack up if you want to. The wrath is coming. Fornicate if you want to. The wrath of God is coming. Commit adultery if you will. Huh? The wrath of God is coming. Now. Why am I always going up and dropping back? Why are things always happening? Check your lifestyle. Because the wrath of God will surely answer to sin. Brother, why are you preaching so hard? I'm not preaching hard. I'm relaxed. I feel good sharing it with you. Huh? Don't throw no rocks at me now. Because I'm going to still stand and preach it. Dug the rock. Because the truth is what will set you free. Huh? So they can't multiply the earth. Somebody go to Genesis. Let's see, I did that one. Here in Sodom and Gomorrah, yeah, 19, and we're going to look at verse 1 through 28. This is some of the activities that was going on in the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. Chapter 19, verse 1 through 28. And I'm going to kind of like highlight. I'm not going to go through each verse in detail and read it, but I wanted you to get there so that you can study it in detail for yourself.
Tell me when we gonna wake up. I wanna know when we gonna make a change. Gotta be strong.
Yes, my friend. You need to tune in next week for the rest of this sermon. God bless you.
When we gonna make a change, you gotta be strong.
You've been listening to the Harvest Ministries with Brother Moore. We pray that our ministry have been a blessing for you over this last half hour.